You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. Sampha is a singer, songwriter, and producer from London. His first album, Process, won the Mercury Prize in 2017. He's collaborated with artists like The XX, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Solange. If you saw the Song Exploder Netflix show, Sampha was in the Alicia Keys episode for the song they did together as a duet. This year, in October 2023, Sampha put out his second album, Lahai. And for this episode, I talked to Sampha about the song Spirit 2.0. Coming up, you'll hear the original demo and some early voice memos. Sampha recruited some collaborators for the song, like producer Pablo Diaz-Raisha, aka El Guincho, who won a Grammy for his work on Rosalia's first album, plus Yeji and Lisa Kainde from Ibei. But the song Spirit 2.0 first took shape when Sampha was by himself at home. Ways will catch you, life will catch you, love will catch you, spirit can catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you,
friends will catch you, time will catch you. My name is Sampha. I start a lot of songs off by like learning a new bit of gear or plug-in that'll kind of get my brain firing and inspire something. And so I'd bought a new synth. It was like late summer 2019. I was in a music store in the street called Denmark Street in London. I'd bought like an Oberheim OB6. I'd also bought some semi-modular synths, the Moog Mother 32s. I'm not super techie, but I do love to experiment and spend hours on bits of music. And I was like, oh, this is reminding me of something. It's like a plucking of like a West African stringed instrument, like an ngoni or like a kora. Those type of rhythms I got from listening to like Wasuli music from West Africa. My dad had like a load of CDs. And in my teens, I found this album by an artist called Umu Sangari. It's called Warotan. It felt really kind of weirdly futuristic, but also really sort of grounded. And obviously there's all these acoustic instruments, but the way they were being played was so fresh. I don't know, I just felt like it was magic. This felt like the first time I was really like genuinely connected to music that was close to where my family are from, which is Sierra Leone. There's something innate about the way I kind of write music that shares this commonality with that type of music. It has like this foundation of complexity. So the song started with the Moog lines. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to build more upon that. Do another line. And another line. There's this writer that talks about Ghanaian percussion, where the foundation is a complex rhythm that goes up like a piece of architecture. So that's how I kind of felt like what I was doing a little bit. So after I kind of established that with the Moogs, that's when the OB6 came into play. I started using it and I was like, I couldn't get the sounds I was hoping to get out of it for a bit. But then I decided to like bring all my synths to the sofa. It's just a place to just really relax, just to like figure it out. And that's where I started to like really fall in love with it. I tuned the oscillators a fifth apart from each other and came across these particular chords. I was kind of transported. When I listen to that, I'm like, that's it. I personally could just listen to it. And that's what I did for a while. Just that on loop, just chords and Moog. and I would go to parks, and it would just be like a calming thing, and it was really resonating with me. And I put down some drums. And eventually I heard like a vocal melody idea. Still I grip it. It put me in quite a reflective space. I was feeling like I needed some bird's eye view on my life. Every day was kind of just becoming, I guess, Groundhog Day-ish, and I was just in it, and I didn't really, I had no control over it, or wasn't thinking about how to steer my life. Because there's times where I felt like very numb or apathetic. Sky, just to make you with your side. I still mess with this one, like the tempo of it, because it's slightly faster and that kind of halftime vibe, but I still have love for it. But in the final version, I'd slow it down. And I just started to hear this other drum beat in my head. Dum, 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 dum. And then I was like, hearing this kind of break beat version of the tune. I was thinking about programming it with electronic drums, but then I kind of wanted something that felt a bit more acoustic or like woody. That's when I went to a studio called Rack in London and invited Yusuf Days down. Yusuf is a drummer, producer, artist in his own right, and it's just really one of my favorite drummers. I sort of like roughly gave him like the kick pattern I was thinking of, and I wanted like halftime drums here and then it can switch to something, and then he sort of just took that and just went took it to like a level that was like beyond what I was imagining. I make music a lot in like pictures in my head. One of the pictures was like being in like a moonlit room.
Lying in reflections, moonlight hits your skin.
And in my head, I was thinking about the sun sort of hitting the moon and reflecting into this room in my mum's house. There was a particular type of moonlight that was really beautiful. So I was imagining being in this moonlit room with someone else having a conversation.
Safe in conversation, you question where I've been.
And another visual I was having was like me sort of levitating through the ceiling towards the moon. And then I imagined falling. That's where all the catchy lyrics start to come in.
Waves will catch you, life will catch you, love will catch you, spirit can catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you.
I was thinking a lot about spirituality at the time, but I don't think I was living a life that was recognizing my need for whatever I thought spirit was. I feel like a lot of these questions came around as well when I started to like lose people in my life, and I'd be like, oh, I haven't had any sort of spiritual connection, in terms of someone being like, I'm here. It's like I can no longer locate them apart from in my mind, in my memory. And looking for some sort of like healing and trying to open up yourself to be helped can be a difficult journey.
Traveling for healing. How far will I go?
Then I had like a solid version of it and left it for a few months. The pandemic hit, and then I had a daughter, and the gulf between actually working on the music started to grow. I got to a point a few months after my daughter was born, thinking about how am I going to actually reconnect with working on music, and I feel like I might need a bit of like help. And that's when I reached out to El Grincho, Pablo, and he heard spirit and he like loved it. And he had some arrangement ideas. He was like, oh, maybe start the song off with the chorus.
Waves will catch you. Life will catch you. Love will catch you. Spirit can catch you, yeah.
He didn't want to completely like rework my whole song and like take it and make it something totally different. He just wanted to like help me add and finish, and sort of was like really respectful of my vision. And then for the rap vocal bit, I just came up with the flow, but then I recorded it as a call and response to myself.
Just like Jonathan Livingston,
seagull,
try to catch the clouds in a
free fall.
Yeah, I was caught by the wings of my
people,
then you picked me up in your
two-door.
I referenced Jonathan Livingston Seagull, which is a book that my brother used to read to me when I was a young boy for bedtime. He was a bird who wanted to perfect flying. He would climb up high and then he would dive down at like ridiculous speeds. And somehow I think I was just envisioning this as well whilst I was envisioning myself falling, but then sort of being caught by friends or faith or wings of my people.
I was caught by the wings of my
people,
then you picked me up in your suit.
There's Lisa from Obey who's kind of like doubling up what I'm doing in this section.
Shutting down is your default, circling for the Chico. Yeah. Sun is out and it feels cold, camera zoom with the ego. Yeah. Find a bench and we recall, memories to the people.
Reconnect
real gold,
camera zoom
with
the
people.
I just love her voice. I feel like I wouldn't have been able to give that same energy. I think after that, I started to envision strings. I'd always wanted to work with Owen Pallett, who was a Canadian artist, string arranger. And I've just been a big fan, especially of his album In Conflict. In particular, a song called The Passions. The strings on there are just like some of the most beautiful strings I've ever heard. He does this thing, this like sort of microtonal ascending cluster of chords. I was like, this is so beautiful. Doing something like this in this particular section of the second chorus would be amazing. And so Owen, he arranged the song and then like a 32-piece orchestra recorded it.
Faith will catch you. Friends will catch you. Time will catch you.
And then by the time I thought I'd finished the song, I met up with the AG. She heard some of the music and then she was like, do you want me to just jump on the mic? And she just freestyled a bunch of stuff. She was singing in Korean. I didn't really understand what she was saying. It was something along the lines of, what do the words say? Where did the words go? And she translated it. And I was like, oh, wow, a lot of this is kind of resonating with what I'm writing about. And we sort of just found space for some of it on Spirit.
Do you think that your daughter's birth influenced this song in any way?
It influenced the title. I mean, the reason I added a 2.0 onto Spirit, I was thinking about, you know, all these instruments and being surrounded by technology, but also I had a daughter, and that was the first time I actually had this like strong feeling of like feeling my mum, which I hadn't really had up until that point.
When did you lose your mom?
In 2015, yeah. And I got to thinking about being like a part of a continuum, this connection to everything, including her, and thinking about the future and the past. When you gain something, it naturally reminds you of what you lost as well.
Coming up, you'll hear how all of these ideas and elements came together in the final song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. And now, here's Spirit 2.0 by Sampha in its entirety.
Ways will catch you. Life will catch you. Love will catch you. Spirit gonna catch you, yeah. Hits your skin. Safe in conversation. You question where I've been. Two bodies on this mattress. Yeah. Save me as it sinks. Automatic self-protection, yeah. Like airbags in my hands. Next thing I'm drifting into open sky, and I don't feel so scared. Dreaming with these open eyes. Ways will catch you, life will catch you, love will catch you, spirit can catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you, friends will catch you, time will catch you, flash will catch you. Ways will catch you, life will catch you, love will catch you, spirit can catch you, yeah. Faith will catch you, friends will catch you. Flash for catch up. Traveling for healing.
I've been speaking, I had to speak to myself.
How far will I go?
Spirit, spirit, yeah.
It's the way that chain you gave me. That eagle made of gold. Now I'm drifting into open sky. Ain't as scared as before. Ways will catch you. Life will catch you. Love will catch you. Spirit can catch you. Faith will catch you. Friends will catch you. Friends will catch you. Time will catch you. Flash will catch you. Ways will catch you. Life will catch you. Love will catch you. Spirit can catch you. Faith will catch you. Friends will catch you. Time will catch you. Flash will catch you.
Just like Jonathan Livingston, seagull, drag out the clouds in the free fall, yeah. I was caught by the wings of my people. Then you picked me up in your two-door, yeah. Hit the country roads, peaceful. And you filled me in with the info, yeah. Stock was rising like tenfold, but you're more concerned with my mental, yeah. Shutting down is your default, circling for the Chico, yeah. Sun is out and it feels cold, camera zoom with the ego, yeah. Find a bench and we recall, memories of the people, yeah. Reconnect with the real goal, camera zoom on my people.
For more, visit songexploder.net/Sampha. You'll find links to buy or stream Spirit 2.0. If you're looking for another episode to listen to after this, check out the Ebei episode from 2017. Lisa Kainde, who sang backing vocals on Spirit 2.0, breaks down a song with her twin sister and bandmate Naomi Diaz. You'll find that and all the other episodes of the podcast at songexploder.net or wherever you listen. This episode was made by me, Craig Ely, Theo Balcom, Kathleen Smith, and Mary Dolan. The episode artwork is by Carlos Lerma, and I made the show's theme music and logo. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about all our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on social media at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.